Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi. A quick 10 minutes from us just to say we're still here.
We're still here.
You can't get rid of us.
You've had your opportunity to join us on Patreon where it's all going off.
You've had it. You've had the opportunity, and the opportunity will remain open to you for another week.
Of course.
I think.
You've missed the barbecue for all our patrons that we had. Yeah. They come round my house. Yeah. We've done a variety of sausages, chicken wings, vegetarian muck,
tofu.
We had a variety of stars over, which you could have joined in, but no, you won't.
Oh, you know, recently I've changed my rider on live gigs.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, no.
What do you have now?
I used to have all sweets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and, muck. Yeah. Basically, muck. And booze, you know. And now it's all organic stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's all free range and all that stuff.
That's it.
And I had something the other day. I took a nice bite out of it, and then I just chucked it in the bin.
What was it? A vegetarian sausage or what?
Yeah, it was something. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was made of. I think it was made in a laboratory. A lot of this stuff is now made in a laboratory.
You know. They do make this up in the laboratory.
In the laboratory, and I've been there.
Have you? Is it Wuhan, I'll say it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's a laboratory, like, because it's like meat. You know, they say it's meat, and it's not meat. It's been made in a laboratory.
No, that's it.
And I've watched them make this stuff in the laboratory, and you think, oh, yeah, it's all lovely plant-based stuff.
Oh, that. Bollocks to that. Is it?
Well, not what I saw. They stuck quite a few yogurt pots in there.
Yeah.
And they stuck, and not the yogurt, but the pots, you know, old plastic bottles in there. And then a bit of, like, sugar, and just to make it taste nice, that sort of thing. You know, salt and sugar and a lump of butter. I was very put off by it all.
A lot of cobblers. I tried to say this. You know Bill Wyman, who used to be Rolling Maddy Smith. Now, what happened was, remember when he went solo, and like you, he's, I'll clean my act up, I don't want to do any booze
now.
I don't want to have burgers and chips. I've gone all proteins, I've gone all organic and all that.
Oh, all that.
He had, and I remember it very well, when they were doing the prototype Greg's vegan sausage.
He was at the front with a little net on his dyed hair.
That's it, just so he's a rock star, he said.
And just so he and prototype for the Greg's sausage.
Anyway, I went to see him at Wembley Arena. Right.
What, Wyman.
Yeah. He was in the back there. I said, good luck, Bill. Just looked in through the, dressing room.
Curtain.
He went, all right. He says, I said, God, have you changed, haven't you? He says, yeah, I've got a few pills and proteins and stuff. I'm going to have some of this vegetarian, vegan muck before I go on stage. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ.
He must have been about 1 minute into CC's Je Suis a Rockstar,
yeah.
Je Avi en Residence, Je Avi Taylor, à la South de France, Voulez-vous?
And Delice de France.
And I tell you what, is Delice de France. Is Delice de France.
Oh, God.
I saw him suddenly stop.
Oh, no.
He's holding his stomach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, he will get this.
Dinner, and he shit himself all over the
stage.
He's trying to go, oh, rock and roll. I'm saying, Bill, you know, and he had them slacks on, beige slacks. He's black. We all knew. But there's a bit of history of that with pop stars.
Oh, you Christ, know, Jesus
they
Christ.
Do that, don't they? Suddenly change diet.
I remember
diet.
The bloke that sang for Kajagoogoo.
Nick Beggs, Lamal.
Lamal, it would have been Lamal. You know, and he went like, and he's gone all vegetarian.
That's
and all
it.
That. And this
that's
is back
what
in 1984.
Did. Yeah, before it was all the rage.
This is when it was all too shy, you know?
That's it.
And anyway, he said to me, come backstage, Angelus. This is when they were huge.
Lovely,
you know, like,
yeah.
He says, come and have a look at my food, right?
Yeah.
And back then in 1984, it was all like meat everywhere, hot dogs.
I'm mad on meat.
You know, and pies and beef pies and
big
fish and
jugs
chips,
of beer.
Big jugs of beer and all that.
Lamb
and
butler, yeah.
No one knew.
No, of course
well,
they didn't.
Lamal knew, right? And he says, come back and have a look at this, right? And I come back and it's all this like muck he's got in these bowls and all this like stuff. I says, what's
slop.
That? Yeah. He says, well, that's a big that's called tofu.
Ooh,
I says, what the bloody hell's that? You know, it's a bit like meat, but you know, it isn't meat. And I'm like going, yeah, all right.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
All right, Lamar.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's meat, but it ain't meat, right?
Yeah.
He says it tastes delicious. And of course, he's got no shoes on and all that.
Man.
You know what he's like. Anyway, he's wolfing this stuff down. And I'm thinking to myself, not too sure about this, you know.
No.
Anyway, sure enough, he gets out onto the stage and he gets into a couple of songs, gets into it and all that. And he's got his, like, you know, like in the '80s, he sort of wore a boiler suit. You know,
that's it. Yeah,
which is unfortunate. He's got this boiler suit on, and he's going. And now here we go. Here's one you all know. And he goes,
life in the Big Apple. Life in the Big Apple is.
You're too shy. And this is his hush hush. You could hear this like that, right? This noise coming up his bum, right?
Yeah.
And I go, ooh, hush, hush, indeed, I says to myself, right? And he does his big fart, right?
Catch a pooper.
Well, you know, anyway, and he's looking at me at the side of the stage like this, and I'm looking at him, and he's all worried like that, and I says, what is it? I says, I heard you fart.
He says
it's worse. Right? I said, oh no, right? And he turns around and shows me his bum. Right?
Yeah,
he's got all stuff down the legs.
Oh God!
And I go, oh well, this is the diet, you see.
Yeah.
And of course, he's got the boiler suit on.
That's it.
I says, come here quick. Right? He comes to the side of the stage and I unzip him in front. I have to take the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh God.
But, As I've got the boiler suit off, it's just the chorus. They've got to have the chorus.
Oh God!
So he's run back on stage. He's in his pants. Luckily, they was dark coloured, but I knew what had gone on, and it's all down his leg.
I know.
And he's singing it in his pants, and I says afterwards, well, look, I mean, you know, you can either stick with this muck that you're eating, or eat proper food, you know, and don't suffer the consequences like this. He says, I'm too shy.
You know, you're too shy. I tell you, it was terrible, that Madonna. Do you remember Madonna?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You know
that.
What happened? I went to see her at Wembley Arena.
Back
in the 80s, I'm sticking my head round the door. Now, normally, she was a martyr to a gangsters and all that.
Oh,
she used to have the chips.
Yeah, no, she
had them.
Loved all
you know
that.
Them chips that the West Cornwall Pasty Company you see at absurdly stations?
Yes.
They're like dirty chips with them sprinkled of sort of Cajun pepper.
She used to love the Western skin on chips, and all that.
Anyway, that's what I was used to having a pint of Courage Best.
Right.
Anyway, I look round, she's got all these pills, vegetarian
supplements,
I call it, it's all right. Anyway, she was going on with the conical bras and all that. Yeah. Oh, right. And all the gear and all that sheer... All the netting she is to wear. But, of course, anyway, she's halfway through material. She's voguing and all that. And as she's doing that and she's wobbling a bit, all this vegetarian, vegan muck, it's all rumbled up and all that. Anyway, it's come... I heard this noise of her farting, right? Yeah, I'm on the side of the stage, and it's coming.
Bearing in mind, there's drums going off behind her. Oh, it's like a big, loud one.
It's big, loud, and I can hear it going, you're right, Madge. And she's going, I farted. She's gone. Yeah. Anyway, it's not a wet one. Not good. She's not gone. Good. And she's doing all that. To love, you're the one.
And she's a professional. She's
skipping
around
the stage. That's it. I can feel this. It's all bumping up. Anyway, it's come right up inside her costume. And all this fecal matter has squirted out of her conical tits.
Like a fountain.
Out a fountain out these two tits, conical bra. I'm like, gee, I'm going to the lighting box. Stop the show, please. You know, her fans love it, of course. Anyway, she gets in, they hosed her down. I said, Madonna, don't eat that muck.
No, don't do it, because it's going to ruin the show. People have paid a lot of money.
A lot of money to be squirted with liquid feces out of her conical tits.
Yeah, a bit much. Anyway,
well, let that be a lesson to you,
be
please.
Be careful what you eat, because it will come back to haunt you on stage or not.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if we need to do any... Oh, yeah, just Bill Wyman.
we might delete that Bill Wyman bit.
And if you don't know what we're talking about now, it's because we deleted it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we probably will delete it. There was something said about Bill Wyman.
It wasn't true. We were happy to...
Lamar didn't shit himself. Neither did Madonna.
They may have done, but not that we know of.
Lactating out of her stuff.
Right. Okay, guys. Until next week.
Okay, until next week. Stick to the beat, guys. Stick to the beat. Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.